The roof of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris has collapsed as fire continues to engulf one of the most visited sites in the world. Authorities have not determined the cause of the blaze, but it could be related to renovation work ongoing at the medieval cathedral. Joining us live now from Paris is NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Eleanor, tell us what you're seeing right now and how much of the fire is still burning.
Well, Lisa, I'm standing on the left bank just across the river from Notre Dame, and I'm watching it burn along with thousands of people, tourists and Parisians. It's kind of quiet here. People are in a state of shock. People just have these stricken looks on their face. There's sort of a sadness and a panic as we continue to watch the flames leap in the air and lick and burn. People, we see the water shooting up on the side, but it just doesn't seem to be going high enough. And everyone I know is wondering, why can't they put this fire out? And it's just sad. It's a feeling of panic and it's smoke in the air, and the cathedral is lit up by the flames that are engulfing this fire, which has collapsed.
Could you tell us why it took firefighters so long to get control of any part of this fire? And what difficulty did they have in accessing the building?
You know, that's not clear yet. What I do know is as I was trying to get here myself, it was very difficult. The whole city is snarled and just in complete chaos. They've shut the trains off coming here. So I think that I know they have mobilized just hundreds and hundreds of firefighters. I guess, you know, this is an 850-year-old cathedral, and it's very high, and it's probably just not very easy to reach. It's very frustrating for us, but to watch it burn, I can't even imagine the panic that is engulfing the people who are trying to put out the flames. So I'm sure this will all be broken down. Right now, we don't know exactly what's going on. We don't know why the fire started, except that it probably started in the renovation works that were going on.
The renovation work that was going on. And do you know at this point if anybody has been hurt or injured?
I have not heard that anybody has been hurt or injured so far, no.
It's hard to overstate the importance of Notre Dame Cathedral to France. We know that tens of thousands of tourists visit it every day, especially in the summertime. It has such an outsized history in terms of Europe and certainly, of course, Paris. Can you tell us what is being lost as we watch this right now?
Yeah, it's just this huge cultural heritage. This building represents this magnificent piece of architecture. It's not just for Christians. It's for all religions. It's Notre Dame de Paris. It is not just for Paris. It is the whole history of France and really of Europe. This is the most visited monument in France and in Europe, I just heard on the radio, with 20 million visitors a year. This is a huge loss. The architecture, the symbolism, the artworks inside. When the cathedral turned 850 a few years ago, there was just huge celebrations. It got new bells. The bells all have names. The city comes out. Everyone came out for the ringing of the new bells. This is like a cherished part of every Parisian's heart, really. This is the city, Notre Dame, in the left bank, in the Ile de la Cité. But it's more than that. I'm out here. I hear languages from all over the world being spoken, and people are just, they're just sickened to see this happening. It really represents humanity and beauty and culture, and it unites all of us. Wherever you come from, you recognize this as a beautiful building that shows what, you know, human beings could do even 850 years ago. They built this, and it's a magnificent masterpiece that is burning in front of our eyes.
Is there anything about the structure that you know of, Eleanor, that would lend itself to a fire tearing through it so quickly?
You know, I really don't know. I mean, I've been in there so many times. You know, it's stone, but it has a lot of wood, you know, the nave, just the arches. There's a lot of wood in there, too. I can't really say yet, but there's just priceless art, and there's many, many materials that are probably, it's never caught on fire before, and people are just shocked. But it's obviously, it's very combustible because the fire is still burning, and it's been almost 2 hours now.
All right. And just one more thing. We know it's hard to tell what's happening on the inside, but does it look as if any part of Notre Dame is being spared?
The two front towers, the iconic two sort of square boxy towers, it seems they may have gotten control of the flames that were up there. But now I still see them a little bit. But it's the central part where the spire was that collapsed. It really seems out of control. So the front pillars seem okay.
All right. We will check in with you again. NPR correspondent Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Thank you, Eleanor.
You're welcome.